Apostle Paul saw that there was an important area of his service. He, on more than one occasion, told his readers to be followers of him and reminded the Ephesians of his unselfish service and blameless behavior in their midst. Here is an opportunity for service. What a marvelous opportunity for good work. True greatness in service. When we say that true greatness is found in service, it does not mean that there are no lines of authority. But that is evident there. The scriptures everywhere clearly attest. Because parents are to serve the needs of their children, physical, emotional, spiritual, does not mean that the children are not to give them honor, serve and obey them, and hold them in love and esteem. That government is to serve the best interests of the people does not in any way take away the force of St. Paul's words, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. That the Christian pastor must echo St. Paul in relationship to his people and say to them that he is your servant for Jesus' sake does not in any way invalidate the words of the laity. Obey those who have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Greatness in service is not the lead to the dissolution of law and order. And that has its application also to our campus. We should not think that now we are to suspend all of the rules for students, no longer talk about GPAs and codes of conduct, and to condone well nigh everything if indeed we shall be evangelical. We all live under authority, whether professor, president, student, member of the Board of Regents. But the point here is that wherever we are in the pecking order, true greatness is found in service. And we can make God smile in so many different ways as we heed the words of the Savior, whoever will be great, let him be your minister. Whoever will be chief, let him be your servant. Do we not have to bow our heads in shame when we read these words? How often we have been like James and John, and stand condemned according to God's standards, even by these words of exhortation. But if the words remind us what true greatness is, they also tell us where we can learn it. The 28th verse says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for men. We learn it from Jesus himself. Jesus is talking about himself. The very term Son of Man reminds us that he, the Son of God, has taken upon him the form of a servant. This is God's servant, the one described in the songs of Isaiah, his elect in whom his soul delights. And all of his life was a fulfillment of those prophecies. We should expect that he, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, would be served, that he would be accorded all honor and glory. True, we are told that there were those who ministered to him of their substance, but they were ministering to one who was so pure that he had not where to lay his head. No pompous looking servant standing around waiting on him, nor did he wear any royal garb. And when Dr. Peter talks about this humiliation, he says, had he lived unto himself, he would not have lived so humbly, but the multitude was looking for John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah. He would have appeared among men in such a form as to oblige everybody to exclaim at all times, there is God walking on earth. Rather, as he soon says, with a concern for the multitudes wandering around like sheep that had no shepherd, he taught them the truths of God's word. He always had time for that one person who needed compassion, the widow of Nain, that she was up in the tree. The blind man along the way. He healed every manner of sickness and disease among the people, restoring crippled limbs and silent tongues. Even mourners had their loved ones brought back from the dead. Never did he become a lose patience entirely with those disciples, so dull of hearing, so ignorant, so self-centered. He had not come to be served, but to serve. Here we see him, we learn of him, wherein he greatly lies. And then comes the climax. And to give his life a ransom to the gives his life. God, nobody takes this woman, he gives his life. Human words cannot begin to express how deep the need for this sacrifice. Or what a great treasure is ours because it is so. Human thoughts are simply filled with wonder and awe at the fact that he, our Creator, becomes our Redeemer. That he serves us even to the depths of hell, and for us and for our salvation, humbles himself to death, even the death of the cross. A ransom. He gives his life a ransom. It is the price that frees us from sin, death, and hell. It is the price by which God's anger is turned aside. And now he, for the sake of Jesus, acquits forgives us, declares us just, takes us back as his sons and daughters. Here is his greatness. And here is also our greatness in him. We take this as our comfort, and then also learn of it. And finally, he gives his life a ransom for many. For many. Not many in the sense of quite a few, or most of the people of the world. Here, many equals all, even as it does when St. Paul uses similar language and says, he gave himself a ransom for all. And Jesus says many only to impress upon us that his service is so deep, it is not for one or two or a handful, but for many, for the sins of the whole world. Thank God for everybody in this chapel tonight. For you, he gave his life. For me, he served. For you and me, he humbled himself to the death of the cross. Who is sufficient for these things? Who can compile when the cup implies, go and be thou likewise? Whose life, no matter how great his service, can compare to that of our Lord. And this is why before we take the sacrifice of Jesus as our model, we first of all must take it as our comfort. Remember that he gave his life to ransom also for our self-centeredness as we strive and push through the lines of life, wanting to be chief, wanting to be first. No more, dear Lord, we pray. As we take it as our comfort, we pray that we might also take this sacrifice as our model, that also during this new academic year, we might all find true greatness in Christ. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.